Italy's far-right party appears to have a decisive election victory. Votes are still being counted, but exit polls project Giorgia Meloni's coalition will have a comfortable majority in parliament. Victory would make her government the first far-right administration in the country since World War II.
When this night is over, we will remember that this is a new beginning. From tomorrow on, we will have to show what our values are worth. If we are called to govern and lead this nation, we will do it for every single Italian with the goal to unite these people. Because our biggest goal in life is to make sure that Italians are finally proud again, to fly our flag high.
To the Philippines, and at least five people are dead after Typhoon Noru hit the country. Thousands have been forced to flee their homes. Power is out in many areas, and authorities have suspended school classes and government work. Russians continue to protest President Vladimir Putin's order to call up at least 300,000 army reserves to fight in Ukraine. In Dagestan, more than 100 people blocked a highway. Police tried to break up the protest by firing warning shots in the air. Voting continues in referendums in four Russian-controlled areas of eastern Ukraine. The polls were organized by Moscow-backed separatists, with ballots asking whether the regions should become part of Russia. Ukraine and its Western allies have dismissed the votes as a sham. Supporters of the Iranian government have held demonstrations in Tehran. The show of support is in response to days of anti-government protests in Iran and around the world. They were prompted by the death of a 22-year-old woman in police custody last week. At least 25 people have drowned after their boat capsized on a river in Bangladesh. The boat was carrying more than 100 people up the Korotoa River. Dozens are still missing. Canadian officials say it'll take months to restore critical infrastructure after Storm Fiona hit its east coast, leaving a trail of destruction. Homes have been washed away, trees downed, and hundreds of thousands of people left without power.
This week on The Take, we explore the challenges climate change is posing to the Sherpa community in Nepal. Will moving Mount Everest base camp make a difference? Find Al Jazeera's The Take wherever you get your podcasts.